Hi, you're listening to BL Inc's Book Nook podcast. My name is Ramya Ramamurthy and I am the author of the recently released book Branded in History, published by Hachette India. The book is about the brands favored by our grandparents' generation. So it looks at the century bookended by the 1857 War of Independence and 1947, when India finally gained freedom. It's as much a love letter to the brands of a bygone era as it is a deep dive into how these brands were produced, distributed, and marketed in an era where branding as a concept was still nascent and there was quite a bit of data darkness and resource scarcity. Stretching beyond FMCG, beauty, and pharma to include textiles, matchboxes, banks, steel, shipping, and automobiles, this book covers quite a few iconic as well as forgotten brands to find out how they survived and thrived in colonial India, and how they made the transition to a modern, independent country. I will be reading an extract from my book about a beauty product, a cream called Afghan Snow, which set the standard for a lot of marketing initiatives that brands follow to this day. When it comes to beauty products like creams and powders, Indian brands leveraged colonial as well as royal heritage to offer unique products. While hair oil and shampoos were drawing upon our Indian heritage, creams and powders were going for a more aspirational positioning. Borrowing from the Western products, they sought to displace. For instance, the story of how Afghan Snow was created is fascinating. Ibrahim Sultan Ali Patanwala was a perfumer from Jhalra Patan in Rajputana, current-day Rajasthan. He came to Bombay and started manufacturing a hair oil called Auto Dunya. The business soon became successful. In 1909, he set up his own company called Messrs. E.S. Patanwala. He had his own lab and an office to sell oils and perfumes, some of which he imported. As his products grew in popularity, his clientele began to include the rich and famous. Apart from the English gentry, the Maharajas of Jhalawar, Patiala, Gwalior, and Kota became his choice patrons. But Patanwala was ambitious, so he went to Europe, and despite possessing only a rudimentary knowledge of English, made contact with the largest aromatic chemical maker in the world, Léon Givaudan of Switzerland. With training and guidance from him, Patanwala developed a face cream that was to become a household name for skincare, Afghan Snow. Launched in 1919, Afghan Snow got its name when Patanwala returned to India with his formula for the cream as well as perfumes. The packaging and bottles had been imported from Japan and Germany. His Majesty King Zahir of Afghanistan convened an audience with Patanwala along with a few other select entrepreneurs when he visited India, where he was presented a hamper of all of Patanwala's products. When the king saw the pearly white cream without any name, he said it reminded him of the snow in his native Afghanistan. The penny dropped, and when Patanwala asked if the cream could be named Afghan Snow, the king gave his consent. Afghan Snow launched in 1919 and soon became India's foremost cream. The packaging actually carried the sentence, "By the appointment of the King of Afghanistan and the King of Jhalawar," until 1947. Funnily enough, this name got the product into trouble a while later when the Swadeshi movement was in full swing. It got listed as an imported product and was about to be boycotted. Patanwala wrote to Mahatma Gandhi and explained that the product was very much Indian, manufactured near Victoria Garden in Baikala, Bombay. Gandhi then wrote about it in his newspaper, Young India, saying that the product was actually wholly Indian. This was endorsement, all right. Post-independence, the company established a ritual of holding a Patanwala ball every year at the Greens Hotel, which was the annexe of the Taj Mahal Hotel, where celebrities like Kathak dancer Sitara Devi performed, and which was attended by film stars like Raj Kapoor and Nargis. Under the stewardship of an astute marketing mind, an Anglo-Indian named Johnny Norman, brand Patanwala sponsored the first Miss India event in 1952, at which dancer Indrani Rehman was crowned winner. Coincidentally, 1952 is a year which companies like Vico Laboratories, founded by Keshav V. Pendharkar, launched the Vico Turmeric Skin Cream, and products like Charmis by Colgate Palmolive were launched in the market. But it was Patanwala who pioneered the practice of sponsoring events in India. The company also roped in model and Miss India beauty queen Persis Khambata to represent their brand. She went on to become one of the first Indians to act in a global franchise like Star Trek. Celebrities who were associated with Afghan Snow included actress and singer Tanguturi Suryakumari and actress and comedian Yashodhara Kaju. Until 1975, Patanwala sponsored the Indian Navy's Miss Navy event as well. Although a Google search throws up Afghan Snow, there are dubious listings because the brand has all but vanished from the retail landscape today. This is a real shame given its history, and the fact that it started the trend of branded or sponsored events, a practice continued by major FMCG brands to this day. You are listening to BL Inc's Book Nook podcast. Stay tuned for more.